15. Fredericksburg. With an expensive new carbine strapped to his back that he bought for $25, George Sharp marched his 120th Regiment on October 17th from Upton's Hill in the western end of what was later designated Arlington County, Virginia, to the Fairfax Seminary farther west. He still felt the effects of his old lung ailment, fighting off fatigue as he walked with his troops. On November 1st, his men, with their shelter tents strapped to their knapsacks, joined Colonel George B. Hall's 2nd Excelsior Brigade. Hall's brigade was part of Brigadier General Daniel Sickles' 2nd Division in the Army of the Potomac, which Burnside now commanded. Lincoln and members of his cabinet reviewed the former New York congressman's division that day. Sharp thought there would be no campaigning during the cold, snowy months. Burnside's army would simply shelter into winter quarters. But if they did fight, it will be in one of the southern states, Sharp wrote his uncle, Jansen Hasbrook. It was soon not too difficult for Sharp to surmise that the 120th would not be resting in winter quarters. For 4 weeks, his regiment and the others in the Army of the Potomac slogged slowly over muddy, rain-soaked roads and swollen rivers until November 28th, when they were encamped within a couple miles of Falmouth, a small port town on the north side of the Rappahannock River. Falmouth was just opposite Fredericksburg, their military objective, just off the river's south side. The boyhood home of George Washington, Old Fredericksburg, with its 5,000 residents and stately brick buildings, had become a key commercial and transportation center halfway between Washington and Richmond. The Rappahannock twisted northwest from Chesapeake Bay, looping around Fredericksburg on its east and north sides, with its main tributary, the Rapidan River, feeding into it just west of the city. Ambrose Burnside did not consider himself qualified to lead the Army of the Potomac, which soon proved to be the case. He started out well enough. Instead of marching straight south against Longstreet's corps and depending on the single-track Orange and Alexandria Railroad line to supply his force, the general, with Lincoln's consent, moved his cumbersome 120,000-man army fairly quickly southeast to Falmouth, where he would have a safer supply line from the Potomac River just north. From Falmouth, he planned to rapidly cross the Rappahannock, capture Fredericksburg, and use it as his base for moving 56 miles farther south and attacking Lee at Richmond.